So again, we're finishing up basically the entire story of the Chumash, because the four sections, the four Chumashim, Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, are basically the stories being recounted in a way by a third party writing all that's happening. Starting with the Chumash Devarim, it's Moshe Rabbeinu repeating and reviewing many of the events. So it seems like in this parsha we're trying to sum up and trying to basically give the laws and the history of all the things that matter for the future. And today's parsha is actually pretty complicated because it talks about the boundaries, the exact boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. What is Israel? And Rashi explains right in the beginning, and he says, why is that important for us to know exactly what the boundaries were? And Rashi says that many of the laws of the Torah have a specific connection to the land of Israel, so that the obligation of the crops that grows in Israel is unique. You have special mitzvahs attached to food and to the land of Israel physically. So it's imperative for us to know what constitutes Israel, so we know which laws applies to what. Like, for example, we have, as we read earlier in the previous parshas, that the B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven and a half a tribe of Menashe, they actually got their territory, their place, outside of Israel. And initially, it seems like from the Pesukim that they too were supposed to get part of Eretz Yisrael, be part. But they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to give them their part outside of Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Sichon and Og. But today, that's why the parsha goes and tells you exactly how the boundaries work. Now, it's been a big debate between many of the commentators, as far as also Rashi has his comments. There's a big Tosfos in several places that discusses how exactly the map worked when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim and how they crossed the sea. We know that they didn't go from one side to the other, but rather, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara, they came out at the same side. But how to place it exactly, you know, there's a lot of debate. One of the problems is that the modern day that we have today, like the physical, what is the Nile River exactly, how it works, and what are the exact places that they call today, it's hard to imagine because it looks like some of the demographics changed over there. The placement and the physical layout changed over time. What was dry land could be water, what was water could be dry land. Matter of fact, I just read yesterday in one of the blogs that they found, they think, some remnants of the Mishkan Shiloh. There's some archaeological diggings that they're digging, and they're just finding it now. That was the temporary place in between. There was some stops in between building the permanent structure, the Beis Hamikdash, in Jerusalem, on the Temple Mount. Until that time, they had the Shiloh, Noiv, Giva, and there was various different stops and where they stopped. And they think now, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but they think now they found some remnants from that area, from that period in history. But all this, because makes it more difficult exactly to pinpoint exactly where things were. Now, the modern names, like in modern Israel, they try to do it, you know, as close as possible, and they try, like they call, there's a place called Shiloh. And that means it's in the proximity, you know, how much they can figure out. But that's I guess it's been worked on for many generations to try to get an exact mapping of how it exactly worked. But, you know, it's part of the struggles that I'm still struggling to try to figure that out, but I guess we'll continue to struggle, and hopefully at some point, you know, you get the exact picture, because there's also seems to be various different, you know, comments in Rashi, but there's a lot of Rashi in this week's, today's Parsha. Got to work it through to see exactly, you know, how Rashi learns in the simple text of the verse, you know, and how this works. But we'll leave it for another time.